This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay. I gotta just break the story down. Hey, right. This... I'm sorry. This is the kind of news I like to report, okay? Let's just hold off on some headlines. Though this is a headline. I'm allowed to talk about this. Did you guys hear about this? There's a Florida woman who faces an aggravated assault charge because, get this, she passed gas, so she farted in line at a dollar store, but then... Okay, I mean, it happens, right? But then she pulled a knife on a man who complained about it. So some dude was there going, man, that stunk. And she pulled a knife on him. So that means this guy got assaulted twice. I mean, so citing a Broward, of course, we're talking, you know, Broward County always seems to get all the news. I just don't get that. Citing a Broward Sheriff Office report, the Miami Herald reports that 37-year-old Shanita Yvette Wilson passed gas while waiting in line. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, this is where journalism really kind of sinks to, you know, depths that it doesn't need to. I mean, do we really need to have her name? This is coming from Fox 35. It's all over the news. I mean, yeah, if I ever pass gas at a Walmart, can just my media peeps please not let that be national news? I mean, oh my gosh. So anyway, she passed gas while waiting in line at a Dollar General Sunday night, and she upset a nearby customer. Now, the report says that the offended customer and then Miss Wilson got into an argument, quote, in reference to the defendant farting loudly. It says Wilson then pulled a small folding knife out of her purse and told the victim she was going to gut him while moving as if to attack him. Now, she's been arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, plus the fact that she pulled a knife on him. I'm joking. Okay. Anyway, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Now, I mean, I'm looking at her mugshot. Here's the thing. How many of you guys, okay, I want to bring something up. There's something medical and psychological I could bring up with this. Not about farts. We talk about farts enough. Do I really have to review farts? Maybe I'll do it later. I don't want to talk about farts right now. What I want to, though, talk about is, okay, do you guys remember who used to watch Cheers? Okay, I used to watch Cheers when I was little, Sam and Diane. I loved that show, okay? And there was one episode where I guess Diane was already in a relationship with Frasier. And Frasier comes into the bar upset because Diane had shouted out another person's name when they were in bed together. Now, Sam deduces that it was him because he used to date Diane. He was the bartender, Red Sox, ex-pitcher, whatever. So he confronts her about it in his office, if I'm remembering the scene correctly. And when she figures out that he, you know, knows, she obviously is embarrassed. So she kind of paces, picks up the phone, throws the phone down, then grabs him like she's about to hit him. And then she's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is terrible. And then she's embarrassed. But what was so fascinating, Cheers, I could probably do a whole show on Cheers and all the psychology in it, you know? And I think they actually had a psychologist because, you know, Frasier was like on there and they must have had somebody within the writing, you know, the writing crew, you know, who had a psychology background because you see a lot of references, as well as literary references. But anyway, the fact that she wanted to hit him, when you get embarrassed and you get embarrassed pretty abruptly, violence is one of the first emotions that comes out. And the reason why I say this is people, there's going to be more and more lines later. Now that we're, you know, getting rid of a lot of, you know, stores and real estate and many companies are downsizing, there's only going to be X amount of companies. Right, that are gonna, you know, be there for you to buy hard, tangible goods, unless you want to buy online. And so I anticipate lines are gonna be longer. And if I could predict anything in the future, people are still gonna fart. And so, personally, whenever somebody gets embarrassed, we forget that their reaction could be anger. You know, I try to embarrass my kids all the time. I mean, I'm their mommy. So I love, you know, saying something to them. And even when I don't mean to embarrass them, their first reaction when I embarrass them is, Mom, stop. I mean, they get angry. So don't underestimate the violence that could come on if somebody's in an embarrassing situation. Now, let's take a look at this workplace violence. Somebody gets fired. Getting fired is very embarrassing. And what do some of these people do who get fired? Or shall we, inversely, some of these people that come in and shoot, you know, people up, they were people who were fired. Getting dumped is embarrassing. Look at that woman that said no with the ring. I guess it just happened at where was it? There was just a shooting last week in a parking lot. And it's because, again, it was at a hospital. Because she turned them down. Embarrassment may lead to violence. So the next time, right, you know, somebody farts in front of you, act like you didn't. I just act like I don't know, even if I'm gagging because of the smell. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Okay, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't think I make fun of Harvard a lot. I guess I might. I'm a fan. I think our Ivy League colleges are phenomenal. And if I ever, you know, seem to make fun of them, it's just because, well, majority rules. If the majority of us don't, you know, go to Harvard, I think, you know, we're in kind of, you know, safe territory, and so we could, you know, make jokes and you know, whatever. But I think after this next story, you all are going to hate Harvard. So here we go. There's a professor that says if you eat a portion of French fries, that portion is only six. Six French fries. That's according to a Harvard professor. He has declared it. They're crunchy. They're soft. They're little fried sticks of potato. And apparently, they have been around since like the 1700s. Did you guys know that? Fried potato. Although, I don't know if it had the salt and dipped in ranch dressing. I don't know. But still, they say six fries. That's it. Now, I'll sometimes go to McDonald's. I really like McDonald's fries. And they have the salt. They're so yummy. And then you lick the salt off your fingers. Not very healthy. But there's, what, 60-plus fries? Unless you get the little baby. When you now get the little kid's Happy Meal, now the French fries are so small because they made the sizes smaller, you know? Actually, the fast food industry kind of liked all these new Michelle Obama rules and stuff because now they could give you less portion for more money. And you're like, wait a second. Now, okay, we just increase our price point and we're getting less food. Thank you. So Professor Eric Rim of Harvard University's Nutrition Department says that French fries are, quote, starch bombs, and half a dozen should be our limit. After that, we should satiate our appetite with salad if we want to avoid life-threatening heart conditions. Ugh. I am looking at a Shutterstock photo of French fries, and they look so good. Now, heart disease rates are rising. I get that. And we do like fatty, greasy, salty, sugary food. We do. When I have, like, a carb day, when I have a bad day, you know, like, let's say I have a bad show, and it's not every day, but let's say I have a bad day, I'll want French fries. You guys are so mean. You're so mean. Yeah, so I guess I'm eating French fries again today. It's not a bad show. The show just started. How's the show bad? Guys are mean. Okay, in the last 25 years, the average serving size in any given establishment has doubled or tripled. They say bagels are now 6 inches wide, not 3. A medium bag of popcorn is 11 cups and not 5. And a soda is 20 ounces and not 6.5. They say a serving of fries is supposed to be capped at 15 fries. These days, most restaurants serve around 55. So I used to wait tables, and when I had to serve the fries, there was a big bowl, and you would take, your hand would have to be in a glove, and you would grab a handful and throw it on a plate, or there'd be tongs, and you would take the tongs, and you would just take a big, huge chunk of fries, and that was the serving. It was about 25 fries, maybe. But that was back in the 90s. So Dr. Rim's advice, and I don't know what he's sitting there eating. He's eating a bowl of something. I don't know, but I don't think people like him too much. Dr. Rim's advice is partly based on a recent study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition by Italian researchers, who found people who avoided fries altogether lived 6 months longer than those who indulged in fries. Okay, hold on a second. These were Italian researchers. Okay, the Italians, and I love the Italians. But remember I told you how, you know, the British are plotting against us with these roundabouts that we always have, right? Okay. Well, the Italians want us to eat more pasta. And, you know, people go to Italy. We went to Italy. It was the very first time I've ever been to Europe, and we went to Italy, and I loved Italy. But me and the kids were looking for French fries. They're like, French fries? We're Italian. And I'm like, grazie. Give me the French fries. I ate already pasta 3 days in a row. It's okay. And I think the Italians have an issue with the French. And so we eat French fries, and I think it makes them mad. So if an Italian researcher says we need to eat less French fries, that's a problem. You know, okay, let me look up the history of French fries. Hold on a second. Okay, because I really want to know if they're French. Because if they're not French, we could tell the Italians to back down. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, you know what? History of French fries. Here we go. Okay. They say back in the 1600s. Really? 1600s? They say, despite its name, the French fry is not French. I knew it. I knew it. I thought it would be more Irish. The origins of the French fry have been traced back to Belgium. Well, most people don't realize French and Belgium are two separate countries, so I guess maybe that's why people kept calling them French fries. Historians claim potatoes were being fried in the late 1600s. And according to local Belgian lore, poor villagers living in Meuse Valley often ate small fried fish they caught in the river. During the winter months, the river would freeze over, making fishing impossible, forcing the villagers to find other sources of food. Hence the potato. The villagers, who says patata? They go, you say potato, I say patata. Nobody's ever said patata. Now, tomata, I've heard, not patata. Anyway, enter the potato. So the villagers turn to the root plant. It is a root. Slicing it, frying it, much the same way they prepared the fish. And just like that, the earliest French fries were born. Okay, now wait a second. Did they do fish sticks back then? Usually when you fry a piece of fish, those are like round. Oh, I love potato spuds. Those are my favorite, especially if they're still dripping in oil. And I know that's not healthy to say, but I'm having a bad carb day because I'm having a bad show day. All right. Yeah, I admitted it. So now they say American soldiers stationed in Belgium were first introduced to French fries during World War I. And as the official language of the Belgian army was French, soldiers nicknamed the delicious fried potatoes French fries. And then the name stuck. So if any of you guys want to show off this weekend at a party, French fries really got its name in World War I by the Americans. And French fries are now one of the most popular side dishes. We dip them in ketchup. Some people mayonnaise and vinegar. I like ranch. And so there's a little bit of history of French fry. All right, so I hope that helped. That came from Wonderlopolis. Okay, so back to this. We do have a problem. And if I'm now going to put my doctor hat on, you have got to, whenever you're dieting or worried about your health, you have got to avoid foods that are conveniently structured. A French fry is easy to grab and easy to eat, just like hot dogs. I'm hearing the average person doesn't eat one hot dog. The average person will eat, I mean, they'll grab a hot dog. I'll be honest with this. Whenever my husband makes hot dogs, like Heber National, I love Heber National hot dogs, I don't eat the bread. But I will just grab the wiener, the hot dog, and just eat the hot. I love hot dogs. Just like popcorn. When we go to a movie, you can't just have one little popcorn piece. You know, you're going to eat more. And one thing that kind of drives your appetite for it is the salt on it. You know, French fries are brilliantly made and marketed. McDonald's knows exactly what they're doing. So if you want to lose weight or if you want to, you know, preserve your health, cutting the salt not only helps with your blood pressure and a variety of other issues in your body, but it also prevents you from having increased appetite. You know, you also have to watch, you know, sugar. Sugar does the same thing. Sugar makes you want more. There's reward centers, and you got to be smart about it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back, we're being told that there was a long-term substitute teacher that has now been placed on leave after taping a second grader to a chair. This, I can't tell you, it seems like every 6 months some teacher is getting in trouble for taping and restraining children. What's going on? We'll come back, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Want revenge on a common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sealing the deal. President Trump sits down with leaders of Canada and Mexico at the G20 summit in Argentina this morning and signs a new trade deal to replace NAFTA.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
Congress, as well as lawmakers in Canada and Mexico, must still ratify that agreement. President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is going to be sentenced on the 5th of March after a hearing today in Washington, D.C. Earlier this week, the special counsel Robert Mueller's team accused Manafort of violating his plea agreement by lying to the FBI, something Manafort's lawyers deny. This is USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I have got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, this happened in Pasadena, Maryland, not Pasadena, California. This is Pasadena, Maryland. Yeah, that really confuses me when we have two cities on opposite sides of the country with the same name. Like, there's another Las Vegas. I think it's in New Mexico. There's a Manhattan in Kansas. There's a Hollywood in Florida. Yeah, I'm from Hollywood. Oh, you are? Oh, good. You know, do you ever see Brad Pitt and George Clooney? No, Hollywood, Florida. Yeah, I lived in Manhattan for 5 years. Oh, my gosh, Manhattan. I've always wanted to go to the big city. No, Manhattan, Kansas. It's got to be hard. I mean, just change name. If everybody seems disappointed that you live in that city and they get it wrong, and your mail always seems to go to the wrong part of the country, you might want to consider just changing the name of the city. Just a suggestion. All right. So in Pasadena, Maryland, a long-term substitute teacher is no longer with Anne Arundel County after taping a second-grade student to a chair. School officials sent out a letter to parents and students at Lakeshore Elementary School on Thursday night to inform them about the incident. The letter says that the teacher told the student to return to his seat, and if he did not, she would tape him to his chair. It says the child thought the comment was funny, but the teacher proceeded to tape the student to the chair. The principal said she learned of the incident from a parent Wednesday night and alerted police. Mark Lemansky of the Anne Arundel County Police Department said no charges have been filed at this time, and charges are not expected to be filed, but the teacher is no longer with the school, and she is not going to be placed in any other school until the matter is resolved. The teacher's name also is not going to be released. Even though the media has released the name of the woman who farted, this woman, no, they're not going to release her name. Now, below, apparently the one who farted is more of a threat. And I get that, because she pulled a knife. This one tapes him onto a chair. So here is the full statement sent to parents from Principal Julie Little McVeary. I'm writing to make you aware of an incident that occurred in a second grade class yesterday, which I became aware of last night. During regular classroom instruction, the teacher, a long-term substitute, remarked to a student that if he did not return to his seat, she would tape him to his chair. The student found the remark funny, and the teacher proceeded to do as she said she would. I learned about this matter from a parent last night and immediately contacted our school systems, Division of Human Resources. Police have been notified. The teacher is not in our school today and will not be placed in any school until the matter is resolved. Our school system will make further appropriate decisions at the time. I want you to know very clearly that the conduct that I've described above is never acceptable in a school setting. I was shocked and appalled upon hearing about this incident. Our school is in a place where every child is embraced, loved, and nurtured. And they're in the process of looking for another long-term substitute. All right, so anyway, they go on. But let's... Restraining any kid is wrong. And, I mean, we hear of these horrible cases where, you know, caretakers don't know what to do with a child who's autistic or has some disabilities. And so out of frustration or just out of ignorance, because they don't know how to handle the situation, they will restrain somebody. There was also that case where somebody, one child was just tearing up the principal's office and throwing things, and a bookshelf was probably going to fall on him. So the principal decided to plastic tie his wrist so he couldn't break everything and hurt himself. And again, the police get called and he gets in trouble. And he's like, well, if I'm not allowed to put my hands on him, I mean, I don't really know what the whole argument is, but when we were looking at this story, we're like, okay, you shouldn't, you know, plastic tie a child, but then on the other end, how do you restrain a child while waiting for the police? Do we have protocols? Well, we do now. This is different. This is a kid who laughed in the face of a teacher. And so my guess is the teacher wanted to garner respect and say, look, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go through with it. Now, my guess is this teacher is older. Because when I grew up, if your parents said, we're not feeding you, or you're walking home, or, you know, we'll lock you in your room until tomorrow, that type of stuff was kind of normal punishments. I mean, also, that was in the age of belts and paddles and switches and things like that. We don't do that anymore. But, I told you, my two boys were, when they were younger, they were giving each other the finger. Well, I wanted them to stop. Well, I'm not going to restrain their hand. So I figured the best way for them to self-restrain giving each other the finger was I found some glitter nail polish, and I put the nail polish on that one particular finger. Well, they wanted to hide that finger. They wanted to hide it good. So that solved that, and I never saw them give either one the finger, even though my guess is behind my back they've done it to me. So creative ways to punish a child or to get your point across are out there. Now, you know, could I have ever done something that in this day and age would be like, oh, no, you can't? Well, I remember with my kid, I told you, he was sitting in the car. He was like 3, maybe. And he was in the car, and he was mad about something. He was in his car seat. And he goes, I want a new mommy. And I'm like, all right, fine, go. You know, I just didn't slam on my brakes, but I slowed down the car, stopped, and said, go, get out. Go find yourself a new mommy. And he giggled, he laughed. See? I'm like, fine. So we start driving home. He's like, no, you know what? I really want a new mommy. So boom. Car, get out. No, I don't want to do that. Now, we were in the neighborhood. So the third time he did it, I'm like, no, out. I unbuckled him and left him on the sidewalk. Go, see ya. And I started driving. Now, it was in our neighborhood, okay? And I drove slow. He probably thought I, like, sped out 80 miles an hour, like, see ya. It was probably 5, right? And you see him running toward the car, running. And I was like, oh, really? And then he opens up the car door going, oh, I forgot my backpack. Like, so poo on me. I got, yeah. You know, I think, need to be schooled on some things. And when I see stupid things happen like this, you know, but then you have other parents going, well, why don't we do tough love? Now, restraining a child, you can't do. Just like you can't hit another child. Oh, my gosh, when I was growing up, I mean, neighbors, listen, I mean, how it was kind of like, you know, it took a village, right, to raise a kid. Now, I don't think my mom would have had any problem with any of the other mommies whooping my butt if I needed a whooping. In fact, I mean, it would give her hand a break so she wouldn't have to get to carpal tunnel. I mean, because I needed a whooping a lot. You know, it takes a village, you know, and it's so funny because when I see old school type parents, you know, like when you're really close to the family, I'll yell at any of my kids, my friends' kids. I yell at them all the time. You know, the boys come over to the house. As they're leaving, I'm like, let me check your pockets. Let me check your pockets. You know, make sure they don't have any alcohol or any little airplane bottles or whatever. Like, all right, you're out of here. Their parents know that I'm going to give them shade if I need to. And I think they appreciate it. You know, I mean, you know, because again, you care about the kids. As long as you guys are all on the same page, usually you all have the same values. So would I ever hit another kid? Oh, hell no. I don't even hit my own. But we just seem to, you know, not know what are some good ways of, you know, handling things. So if a kid laughs at you, send to the principal. Go, you're out of here. Anybody else think I'm funny? Go to the principal's office. Do that. Let the principal handle it. But now things like that, it's considered assault. Man, my kids would throw a fit in a restaurant. So I'd bring them to the car and I'd let them sit in the car and throw a fit. And I'd stand by the car, you know, window cracked open. Are you done? When you're done, we'll go back in the restaurant. Yeah, I'm done. There's creative ways to do things. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dolly, you still thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has issued a warning about a, quote, black market male enhancement pill that is supposed to cause prolonged erections. They're called, I guess, rhino? Because a rhinoceros has a horn? Is that why? I must be really naive. They say the dubious drug, according to Fox News, is sold under variations of the name Rhino at gas stations and convenience stores, and it's usually in single-dose packets. But unfortunately, it contains some potentially dangerous ingredients, including some not listed on the package. Some of the hidden ingredients are similar to those found in prescription erectile dysfunction pills, like Viagra and Cialis. That's the thing. A lot of these people are, like, pretty excited by that news, that a lot of these male enhancement over-the-counter medications actually have pharmaceutical ingredients in them. And so they work, and they think they're getting them at a cheaper price. The problem is you don't really know what the hell you're getting. You also don't know what amount you're getting, and if you mix it with something that you haven't been educated on because your doctor hasn't been able to talk to you, like, not supposed to really be mixing this kind of stuff with nitrates. If you take, you know, sublingual nitro or, you know, certain other medication for your blood pressure, you could die. The FDA has received reports of people who experience severe chest pain, headaches, and extended erections after taking these, quote, rhino pills. Some cases resulted in surgical intervention and hospitalization due to extreme drops in blood pressure. More than 25 rhino products sold under the names, all right, here's the names of some of these. Platinum Rhino 25,000. What? Crazy Rhino 25,000 and Gold Rhino 25,000. And they have some of the secret ingredients. Apparently the pills are also sold on eBay and Amazon. So what are these hidden ingredients? Well, we talked about the phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors, right? You guys remember that? No. So, you know, basically what they do is they inhibit a feedback mechanism. Okay, so, you know, normal healthy men will get an erection. But the blood can't stay there forever. It has to go back. So that's a feedback mechanism that needs to be because you can't, you know, hunt and gather and, you know, do what you need to do in the animal kingdom if you're walking around with an erection, I guess. Okay, it just, you know, your whole balance of gravity, mass, you know, gravity, mass, whatever is all off, okay? Which is why I don't understand why God gave us women, like, big boobs, okay? Because that, I mean, you know, how am I supposed to run and get a zebra now? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, there's this feedback mechanism in place to bring the blood back so the phallus can become flaccid, all right? See, we're getting medical here. However, in some people that have decreased flow issues because they have arteriovascular disease or cardiovascular disease and arteriosclerosis, or people that may have issues starting an erection or maintaining an erection, these phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors help stop that feedback mechanism to allow the blood to stay in there longer. All right. Well, it's been very delicately titrated on how much is needed. And this is something that's a science. Everybody's like, oh, the pharmaceutical companies are just trying to make money. I don't care. They can make money on this one. I'm fine with that. Because if they calculate a dose that's safe for you, even though some people may have an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours and they have to go to the hospital, what do we have to do? We got to stick a needle into the penis and suck out the blood. That's what we have to do. It's what we have to do. I mean, because it starts to hurt after a while. You know, if the blood's not coming back, what do we do? Or, if you take it with nitrates, medications such as nitrates, that can be really, really dangerous. It can also interact with a variety of other prescription drugs. So the FDA has been, according to Donald Ashley, director of the Office of Compliance at the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, better known as OCAFASDEU. If I had to put all the initials together. Said over the past few years, the FDA has been combating the retail sale of male enhancer drug products that are frequently misrepresented as dietary supplements that contain hidden and potentially harmful active drug ingredients. Last month, they say a South Korean national believed to be living in L.A. illegally was busted for smuggling drugs in order to produce the shady male enhancement pills. Apparently, Nam Hung Lee, 16 years old, had been illegally importing tadalafil and sildenafil citrate, which are active ingredients found in styles of Viagra from Hong Kong and China, and using them to create a non-prescription herbal male sexual enhancement product. Now, those pills were sold also under names like Rhino, Orgazin, Black Panther, Libby Grow, Black Stallion, and Black Mamba. All right. So what does that mean? What it means, people, is if you're pretty adept and well-schooled on what prescription medications are out there, and you're walking along a store shelf and you see something that claims that they could do exactly like a prescription, and you know gosh darn well that prescription is not over the counter, my guess is there's pieces of that prescription or traces of it within that supplement, but illegally. Some people may say, well, that's the way to get it then. That's the way to get your Viagra. No, it's not. An actual 50-milligram Viagra works really good. Get the prescription, but only get the prescription if you qualify. So, that's what's going on there. All right, next story. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A woman's face, I'm looking at her face, it's swelled up. I've never seen a face swell like this. And she says it was a reaction to hair dye. Now, a lot of us have dyed our hair at home. And some of us will actually react to it. Now, this woman is 19 years old. And she recently told French publication Le Parisien about a severe reaction to hair dye that caused her face to swell up nearly double its normal size, and she almost died. She's a student, and she said she did perform a patch test using the dye, left it on 30 minutes before moving on with her dye job. The problem is whenever you do a patch test, you need to actually wait 48 hours. Almost immediately, she noticed something was off. She felt irritation on her scalp, then swelling. She took antihistamines, anti-itch team, went to bed. But then when she woke up, her head was about 24.8 inches in diameter instead of her usual 22 inches. That's not a double. I don't know why they're saying double, but I'm looking at it, and yeah, it's like you can't even recognize her face. She's that swollen. So apparently the dye contained the chemical PPD. PPD is paraphenylenediamine. Sorry, hold on a second. Paraphenylenediamine. It's common in hair dyes, and it could cause serious allergic reactions. She said she couldn't breathe. She had a light bulb head. Tongue began to swell. So they had to give her adrenaline or epinephrine. She had to be overnight watched. She could have probably stopped breathing. So she told Newsweek that she hopes other people could learn from her experience. My biggest message to tell people to be more vigilant with products like this because the consequences could be fatal. Apparently, there was a case report back in 2012 in the Journal of Research and Medical Sciences where severe PPD allergies could also cause renal failure and respiratory failure. Now, other, you know, allergies could be redness, itching, sometimes you could blister, that kind of thing. Now, most hair dyes are safe to use, but the FDA says it's important to do a patch test. But see, here's my problem with it. You could, like, you know, when I took sulfa drugs, I took sulfa antibiotics when I was a kid all the time. But it was the 17th time, let's say, I took it, and that's when I reacted. So just be aware that you may have a reaction to something, you know, and that you've used for a while. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.